Referring to herself as a top-tier candidate, Harris dismissed Gabbard's criticism by saying it was coming from someone who is an apologist for an individual, Assad, who has murdered the people of his country like cockroaches. She, who has embraced and been an apologist for him in a way that she refuses to call him a war criminal. I can only take what she says and her opinion so seriously. Gabbard later hit back, saying it was unfortunate and a disservice to voters in this country that she resorts to cheap smears rather than actually addressing her record. The issues that I've raised in her own interview with CNN, pressed on whether or not she would consider Assad a torturer and murderer, Gabbard described her take as one of a soldier, where I've seen the cost of war firsthand. In Iraq, serving in a medical unit every single day, confronted with that high human cost of war, Gabbard said, referring to her deployment in a country ravaged by unrest since a 2003 U.S. invasion that toppled its government. I will never apologize for doing all that I can to prevent more of my brothers and sisters from being sent into harm's way to fight counterproductive regime change wars that make our country less safe, that take more lives, and that cost taxpayers trillions more dollars, she added. So if that means meeting with a dictator or meeting with an adversary, absolutely, I would do it. This is about the national security of our country. Gabbard resisted further attempts to goad her into denouncing the Syrian president, who since 2011 has faced a rebel and jihad uprising once backed by the U.S. and several of its Middle Eastern allies that include Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, but now largely sponsored by Turkey. Gabbard has long stood against U.S. intervention in such conflicts, and in 2013 voiced her opposition to former President Barack Obama's considerations to strike Syria in response to alleged chemical attacks by the Syrian military.